Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the sunny suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today on RBN for people who can handle the truth. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup for this program and relevant links, please visit spingola.com. During the program, email your questions or comments to spingola1@yahoo.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. Now, yesterday, I just wanted to clarify, I did get an email from Joe, and he asked a question, and then he answered it, and I only gave part of what he said. And it was so good that I needed to share the rest of it. And this is from Joe. He's one of our listeners. He said, and we've often heard this, the sun never sets on the British Empire. Why? Not even God can trust the British in the dark. Fabulous, Joe. Thank you for telling me that I just failed to ask the right question and to give the complete quote that you gave or the complete what you said. I do want to share a quote with you from Donald Day that I referred to yesterday. Now, he was broadcasting out of Berlin during World War II, and in a broadcast, he worked for the Tribune, but in a broadcast, well, he didn't at that point in time, but he did before that, on March 29th, 1945, just 6 weeks before the end, Day said, and I quote, "It is hard to believe that a Christian people should gang up with a barbaric nation to try to exterminate another Christian nation solely because the victim of this conspiracy expelled the Jews from its country," unquote. So I wanted to get that quote correctly. I just I didn't quote it in its entirety. All righty, our guest today is Freeman Burt, and his website is onlyfreemen.com. Burt, welcome to the program.
Hi there, how are you?
I'm good. And you?
Oh, pretty good. I almost spaced out the time there.
Oh, really? Did you think it was you were going by your time?
I don't know. I was thinking an hour, but in the difference, but in the wrong direction.
That's an easy thing to do. Well, I'm glad that we caught you and that you're willing to be on the program. I love the three PDF documents that you sent. I particularly like the one about arms, not firearms, and I'm hoping that you will go over that with us today. And you also sent another document, which is posted at your website. Again, that website is freemen.com. And it's cannabis. Sativa L. dot is not illegal. And so hopefully you can talk about that. And then you also sent another document, which is entitled Sample Fee Schedule and Remedy for Personal Protection from Federal, State, County, City, Municipal, Corporation Employees. And we are going to do a real quick 3-minute break, and when we get back, we will talk about these things. So stay tuned. Be right back.
Michael Anthony's Private Stock, your source for all natural, high quality, affordable, energizing, rejuvenating, powerful, healing herbal formulas. Hi, I'm Michael Anthony. Over 25 years ago, I designed my own line of herbal formulas to serve as allies in defending the body's health and well-being. My product line is a complete arsenal of protection. To find out more about my exclusive formulas, call 845-231-1094, 845-231-1094, or email Michael Anthony's Private Stock at yahoo.com. Michael Anthony's exclusive herbal formulas.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Our guest today is Free Man Burt, and his website is onlyfreemen.com. Burt, are you on are you using a headset?
Actually, no. I'm just trying to put the speakers away from the computer so that you don't get any feedback. So I don't know how's that coming through.
Yeah, it sounds okay.
Okay.
If we have a problem, we'll be sure and let you know.
Okay, 10-4.
All righty. So can we talk about the gun issue first?
Sure, yeah. I mean, this is a thing that I started working on because of the fact that everybody's so, you know, up in arms, right?
Right.
The confusion about it, you know.
You make a distinction between arms and firearms, and that's a really big deal.
It's a huge deal. Mm-hmm.
Okay, tell us about it.
Well, I mean, the problem is that when people are acting within their so-called right of firearms, it's a privilege. It's a privilege to hold a firearm because if everybody looks at their permit and anything that they've ever filled out, it all has to do with firearms. None of those permits talk about you having a right to bear arms or a right to have an arm. So it's crucial. And I've looked through a bunch of these different websites that, you know, are all up in arms about their rights being taken away, but they're all talking about firearms. And when you're talking about firearms, it's a privilege. It has nothing to do with the Constitution. No. So that's why I felt like, oh, I have to do something about this so that I can at least educate the people out there, because it's so important for the people to comprehend where the true power of this land mass of people come from, and it comes from the militia. The United States has the biggest militia in the world because so many people here are armed with supposedly firearms. So those firearms need to be converted to the arms that are referred to in the Second Amendment.
That's right.
It seems so simple, but it's huge, you know?
Right. Well, you say a constitutional and statutory deconstruction proves that Congress does not regulate our right to keep and bear arms because, of course, they are a corporation. And I noticed on some paperwork that I just did over the weekend, on Friday, actually. I had to wait until yesterday to complete it. But on Friday, the paperwork that I filled out was for firearms, and that was before I read your document on firearms versus arms.
Yes. And you signed it, right?
Well, I didn't know. I mean, that's what you do when you buy something that, after you show your FOID card, then you purchase something and you sign it because you want to buy something. So you sign the documentation that they provide. And now if I were to do it over again, I would cross out the word fire.
Yeah, I would scratch out the whole word firearms and right above it, arm. You know, or the name of the product that you're actually buying. So, you know, as you went through this paper reading, and I mean, you saw some of the samples that I even quote from the NRA, and then some of the paperwork that the gun manufacturer themselves give you, and it's just a trick. What people need to realize is that whenever you are dealing with a corporation, okay, you are dealing basically with a spy. I mean, that's one easy way to look at it. They are a spy for the federal government, and or for the state in which they were created. Because every corporation is an agent for its creator. And its creator, of course, is the state. So they use trickery. That's why I use that word elicit in there, because that's actually what they do. They elicit information from you. And the root meaning of elicit is trickery and magic. So they use trickery and magic to get information from you and trick you into contracting for something that you don't even need. That form that you completed was in fact a contract, you know, and you contracted to allow this product that you bought to now be controlled by the United States. And they're actually providing a service for you now, and they're going to control you using the gun, and they're going to control the gun itself.
Wow.
So in reality, you bought that gun, not for you, you bought it for the United States, because whenever they want to come confiscate it, they can come get it.
Well, I asked the gentleman that sold it to me when I was filling out the information that they asked me to fill out. I said, where is this information going to? And he said, oh, it's not going anywhere. This is just for our sales records. And this was somebody that used to work for the Chicago, county, Cook County, as a lawyer. Mm-hmm. And I should have pursued this. I wish that I had waited until today, but I had been waiting for a couple months, and then I thought with all this nonsense going on that I wouldn't wait any longer. Particularly in as much as Rahm Emanuel is an agent for the corporation and is doing everything that he can to impose more gun legislation in Cook County. Now, I don't live in Cook County, but I believe that he was installed in Chicago as the mayor in order to do just exactly what he is doing, and that is trying to control the people by making it more difficult to have guns And of course, they're doing it at the federal level also.
Mm-hmm. But that's a huge thing for people to realize, that whenever you're talking about firearms, you're talking about something different. And then if people look at that legal term firearms, I mean, you realize that it's two words mixed together.
Right.
So they can say foot head or head foot and have it mean whatever they want it to mean, because it's a legal term. It's not a word that exists in itself, like you would put in a regular speech dictionary. It's a legal term. And that's what people need to comprehend, that whenever you're dealing with corporations, you are dealing in a different foreign language. It's not English. It's legal language. It's a totally different thing. So a dog may mean what we think it means, but in legal language, it might mean an elephant. So you can never assume that the word means what it appears to mean. You must always go to a legal dictionary. And I mean, I have a Black's Law 3rd edition. That thing is like 4 inches thick.
Wow.
It's a huge dictionary. So why would they have all these dictionaries if it was the same language? So people need to realize that whenever you are involved with corporations, you are walking a really dangerous minefield. Because if you step on a word that you don't know what it is and you misconstrue it to be something else and you sign the paperwork, well, you may have contracted to who knows what, because you don't know what the words mean.
Right.
You know, and I'm hoping that I can get this, you know, this paper. I'm going to publish it in through Amazon for, you know, for just a few bucks, so people can download it. And then I'm probably going to offer another version of it with little videos, like a PDF version of it, little videos embedded into it, to make it a little more digestible. Because, I mean, as you went through it, you see that it's, all those codes are really difficult to go
through. Right.
and that's why I kind of put there that people need to go slowly through this thing, because the code can really give you a headache, the way that thing is written. And it's
deliberately so.
Yes. It's not written, because it's not written for us. It's written for them.
Right.
If it requires an attorney to comprehend a piece of paper, that should tell you right there that it's not for us.
Right. Well, this is a 21-page document, and I think everybody really, really does need to have it, particularly if they're going to buy anything from a corporation, whether you're talking about arms or firearms. I wonder what they would have done. I wonder what this lawyer, who is now working as a clerk in a large store, sports store, I wonder how he would have responded if I had crossed out the word firearm and put arms.
Well, first of all, what was the paper that you filled out? What was the title of it, of the form?
Let me just roll across here and pull it out of my other desk drawer. It was, well, actually, they have you fill something out at this particular store on a little laptop, and you fill it out, and it's actually Bass Pro Shops Outdoor World, and we're going to a break, so we'll pick this up on the other side of the break. Be right.
Right now, food is everywhere. If you want it, you can buy it. For now. When the coming crisis occurs, how will you feed your family? Will healthy nutrition be available? The answer is probably no. Jeff Lawton will show you how to survive the coming crisis in an abundant way with permaculture. Jeff Lawton is a permaculture designer, teacher, and consultant who has shown people like you, people in 35 countries around the world, people who want to know what they can do to survive the crisis that they see approaching. There is an absolutely free video online that will help you discover how to survive by giving you step-by-step instructions in establishing food forests that will help you become survival confident. Log on to jefflawton.org right now. This free video will only be available for a limited time. That's jefflawton.org. G-E-O-F-F-L-A-W-T-O-N.org. Survival is not optional. Visit jefflawton.org today.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendovite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Today is Freeman Burt, that's B-U-R-T, and his website is onlyfreemen.com. Now the paperwork, as I mentioned, they have you fill something out on a laptop, which they retain, and it does say firearm. And on my actual paperwork, which comes with a receipt, it does not say firearm, but in the list of things, you know, the Ten Commandments for safe gun handling and the customer safety checklist, they do refer to it as a firearm. And it says, we hope you enjoy the safe use of your firearm. And then you sign that paper. And I mean, they put you through this. It's kind of amazing when I picked it up yesterday. they brought it out from this locked back room and then they go over this, you know, the gun. They check the register, the number on it, the serial number, and they make sure that it's the same as on the sales slip, and they check it all out. I mean, it's a really big thing. And then they have somebody else come over and check it again. Now, the first gun that I ever bought several years ago, I went in, I paid for it, and I walked out with it. It was no big deal. There was no paperwork to fill out. It was just a purchase, straight purchase. And and now it's really quite different.
Well, if you look at their website, you see that they're actually refer to their guns as products.
Indeed.
The guns themselves are products, which could be, you know, a banana or an apple.
Sure.
But once the transaction begins with you, then it goes from an apple to a firearm. You know, so anything can be a firearm if you agree that that's what it is. So at some point, all these shops made an agreement or accepted the liability of converting all their sales and their customers' purchases into firearms. So the thing that we have to do is people need to start basically standing, like if you had gone there and instead of agreeing to do all of that stuff, you said, well, no, I'm not filling out this thing on the laptop because this is not necessary. I don't want to do it. Any other form that they give you to register, calling it a firearm or anything, right there you can say, no, I'm not buying a firearm. I'm buying an arm as described in the Second Amendment. That's what I'm buying. I'm not buying a statutory product. Okay. And then whatever form that they want you to fill out, you have to ask them, say, is this a requirement in order for me to make this purchase? Will you not allow me to make this purchase if I don't enter into this additional contract? Because if it requires your signature, it's a contract. Okay. It's a contract or it's an affidavit that you are entering in order for you to purchase that. And if you're going to go buy groceries and every time you buy groceries, you have to fill out some kind of paper. I mean, what kind of insanity is that? And you have to sign it. You know, that's crazy. And if the shop refuses to sell you the product, then obviously you're required to enter into an additional contract unrelated to the purchase in order to enter into the purchase. That's not right under any kind of way that you want to look at it. But then you have to sue them, you know? And that's where the rub lies. And that's basically where I am headed next. Right now I am in the process of looking at all the different local rules in county and state so that I can start showing people how to – it's not that difficult really to file a case against these businesses. But that's what we have to do. We have to file suits and bring these people to court and make them prove that they in fact have to do these things in order for you to be able to purchase a product. But now the other problem is that I don't know if any of the papers that they gave you in this particular transaction required you to admit that you were a United States citizen.
Oh, that's what they ask in the form that they ask you to fill out on the laptop.
Yeah, well, that's a good pre-qualifier, because if you call yourself a United States citizen, you're actually calling yourself an officer of the United States. And as an officer of the United States, you don't have a right to bear arms. You need a permit.
Which you have to have even before you start looking at a gun. If you're talking about a FOID card.
Okay, say that again.
If you're even looking at a gun, mm-hmm. before they will even take one out of the case and show it to you, you have to show them your permit, your FOID card.
Yeah, and that permit was a permit to carry a firearm.
Right.
Yeah, so they try to pre-qualify you as a United States officer. Now, I point out in this paperwork that all the rights related to bear arms is for the people only, not the United States.
Oh. All righty, we are going to a break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com. There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Freeman Burt, and his website is onlyfreemen.com. During the break, I was thinking it's kind of a real negative thing when you think of all of the criminals that are running around that don't abide by these rules. They can just go ahead and buy a gun from their friends or anyone else without even having a FOID card. And yet the government is trying to take away guns from the people who would actually use them to protect ourselves from the people that would intend to do crime against us, the gangs. We had a program last week where we talked about the gangs, and this puts us in a very, very difficult situation, to be sure.
Yeah, because the only people that are going to lose their guns, just like happened in New Orleans, and actually that's where I grew up. And down there during Katrina, all the law, you know, quote unquote, law-abiding citizens had their guns taken away, you know, at gunpoint. The National Guard was running around, disarming everybody.
Right.
And they weren't disarming the criminals because they didn't know the criminals had guns.
Right.
Or firearms, right? The criminals had arms and the citizens had firearms. That's why they lost them.
Yes.
So that's one way to look at it.
Oh, my. Well, even the instruction manual calls them firearms right on the cover. It says, read the instructions and warnings in this manual carefully before using this firearm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So So it's all a game, but what we were talking about was the fact that if they pre-qualify you as a United States citizen, okay, and the United States citizen that they're talking about is not the pre-14th Amendment citizen. They're talking about either the 14th Amendment citizen or the statutory citizen. More specifically, they're talking about the statutory citizen. It's a citizen created by statute. And remember, Congress only has authority over the federal government. Congress has no authority over the people. Okay, the people have authority over themselves. So Congress can create, just like they can create firearms, which is a fictional term, they can also create a fictional term known as the United States citizen. So before someone calls themselves or checks off a little box that says, are you a United States citizen?
Yes, I am. I'm proud to be a United States citizen.
You know, they need to know what they're talking about. The United States citizen, statutorily speaking, in fact, is just simply an employee of the United States. That's why they give you a Social Security number. That makes you an employee. That's why they give you a birth certificate. United States citizens are supposed to have birth certificates. It's in the statute. So all these things, they get us. They pre-qualify us as citizens, which means an officer, an employee, and by taking that status, well, now we have to abide by all their rules because the people have to be protected from the federal government. So one way to look at it, and this will make a lot of sense, is if you own a business, okay, and your employees, you know, you hire guards, security guards, and they're going to carry around a gun or a pistol or whatever, you would want those employees to be very well qualified to have that gun before you allow them to operate in your business so that your customers don't get accidentally hurt by your security guard. So you require your security guards to get a permit and go through a training and go through all these requirements in order to be able to operate in your business. That's basically how the United States work. The United States federal government has to protect the free people from their employees. That's why their employees are required to know how to drive. They're required to have a driver's license. They're required to have insurance. They're required to have all these things so that when they hurt one of the people, there's a remedy for the people. But see, all those requirements are for the employee to protect the people. But if all the people are acting as employees, well, that makes everything easy because then everybody's regulated the same way, equally.
Right. Except, of course, the criminals, which we already made reference to.
Yes. I'm trying to cover so many different bases at one time. But if we could grab a hold of every pregnant woman right now in the United States, okay, and by that I mean the states united, and we could tell that lady and her husband, when your baby is born in the hospital, please do not give the name of the baby to the hospital, because that is the beginning of you creating your baby into a United States employee. I did that with my children. I did not give the name of the children to the hospital because by my research, I learned that the hospital actually makes like $5,000. By now it's more, per name that they give to the Social Security Administration. And then they tag a Social Security number to your baby before you even leave the hospital. So both of my children have the same Social Security number. It begins with zero and it ends in zero. So to date, they don't have a Social Security number, but I did make the mistake of getting them a birth certificate. So right now I'm in the process of learning the easiest way to undo a birth certificate, because the only part in the birth certificate that's actually bad, I know a lot of people talk about the capitalized name and all that kind of stuff, and that's to me, that's not what's important. What's important is how you are tagged as being a member of the body politic, and that's in your birth certificates. It always refers to a county, that you were born in a certain county. And if you look at the definition of a county is a subdivision of the political body of the United States. So when you say you were born in a county, then that means that you're part of the body politic, which puts you under their regulations. So the place where you are, where you were born is very critical on the birth certificate. Then, of course, the name, it's also important because they capitalize your name. At least now they do. The birth certificate from some states, going back maybe like 30 years, they were done differently. But all new birth certificates now, they actually capitalize your name, and they, you know, as you already know, it becomes a fictional entity, that capitalized name. And for those who consider themselves a Christian, they really should stress the fact that they are Christian. You, when someone asks you for your name, where it says name on the application, scratch that off and replace it with Christian name, and then put your name, okay? And, you know, you can put of the family, that you're of a particular family. But this is the other point about forms. A form that you, especially if you're going to put your signature on it, you have the right to amend. So like you said, well, if I knew this, I would have scratched off firearms. I would have replaced it with arms. Well, you can do that. You can scratch off anything in any form, initial it, and then sign it and give it to them. Because if you're going to sign it, it has to be a true statement. Another example is like, right now I don't have a driver's license. And the reason is because when I went to go renew it, they wanted me to prove that I am a resident of the state where I live in. And I told the lady, I said, well, I cannot do that because I am not a resident. A resident means that I am actually domiciled in the District of Columbia. So I would be lying to you. So I cannot sign anything saying that I am a resident. Otherwise, I am committing perjury. And that is a fact. Whenever you fill out a government form and you're saying you are something that you're not, you're committing perjury. And that you're not just that, I mean, you're violating the Ten Commandments of God. You know, so if you believe in God, you shouldn't be signing things that you're lying to. Otherwise, you're violating your commitment to whatever your commitment is to God.
Right.
So, you know, it all comes down to basics.
So do you drive a car?
No, I make use of the highways.
Oh, it's right. You're right. It's all about terminology, isn't it?
Yeah, and see, whenever a policeman or whatever, they stop you, what's the very first thing that they want from you?
Your license.
Or some kind of an ID.
Right.
To prove that you are within their jurisdiction. You know, and one thing that I'm learning, which I'm getting ready to start applying, is that when, because most of our contact with the counties are usually through police stop or with the city through a police stop or something like that, and we actually have the right, okay, according to their own rules, to counter anything related to a county charge. You can counterclaim anything they give you and move it out of that jurisdiction, which is all administrative, to the next one higher up, which, like where I am, it's called the District Court of for Colorado, and it's the third court from the top. Every state has Supreme Court, Appellate Court, and then that third court. Some states call them Superior Court, some call them Circuit Court, and some call them District Courts. That's the court that you always want to be in, because that's the court that has magistrates and allows you to actually operate not 100% within the statutes. That's where you can bring in constitutional claims and such things. In the county level, it's all administrative. They won't even listen to anything that has to do with the Constitution. People don't believe that, but it's true. The Constitution is irrelevant in county court. If you want to discuss constitutional issues in the county court, then you need to move it to the next higher court. And you obviously have that right. Otherwise, this whole system would just be a giant camp. And that's the point I was trying to get across with this paper that I'm doing, is that we have the right to contract, but we also have the right to get out of a contract. You know, once the commitment that was entered into in the contract is violated by either party, you have the right to cancel it. Okay, and the biggest example that everybody can relate to is divorce. If you have the right to divorce your spouse, you better have the right to divorce your body politic. Okay? You cannot be coerced to maintaining that status of marriage to a fictional political entity. You know, so if you can divorce your spouse, you can definitely divorce the body politic. And that's a right that we need to start exercising.
Now, how would you – do you have a birth certificate?
Yes.
Now, how do you divorce yourself from that – how do you divorce yourself from the body politic? Do you kind of rescind your birth certificate? How would you go about doing that?
Well, I mean, one paper that I put together for myself, which I think is kind of like the beginning, and I've helped other people put something similar together, is basically an affirmation where you affirm who you are. And then whenever you're dealing with these municipalities, you give them a copy of it. Well, first of all, you have to register it in the county, and then it becomes what they call a self-evident document. Mm-hmm. And then you can present it if you ever in court or something like that, and then the other side would have to rebut it and saying that it's not true. But in that affirmation, you would affirm who you are, and then you have it either signed by witnesses or have it notarized. But what I'm trying to get at, I mean, that's one start. But what I'm trying to get at is the root, the heart of it. And the heart of it is the Social Security number. And there is a form for getting rid of the Social Security number, which I'm going to make available to people after I'm able to explain it thoroughly. But the other one is getting rid of that birth certificate. Because the birth certificate is held, at least in Colorado, is held by the Department of Health. And if you look at the birth certificate from a point of view, like if you were a rancher and you had cattle, you know, you want to keep track of all your cattle, and you want to keep track of the cows that are alive and the ones that are dying. And when one dies, you enter into your computer, hey, cow, you know, A245 died. And then you void out that birth certificate with a death certificate. So that's why whenever you die, they want a death certificate, because the death certificate then cancels out the birth certificate. And the state, every state, okay, gets money from the federal government relative to its birth and death certificates. That's also in the statute.
Really?
So it's to their advantage to keep a good tracking, a good record of the cattle in their farm, because they're making money on all this stuff. You know, because when people think about this, the states, they're thinking that they're talking about the free states, and they're not free states. You know, a free state is what existed prior to the Constitution. Once the United States Constitution was put together, the states basically came under the United States, and they are all now domiciled basically in the District of Columbia. So when you say you are of your particular state today, you're saying you belong to this body politic, which is a state of the United States, which is located in the District of Columbia. And people really need to realize that the United States in the District of Columbia is foreign, okay, foreign, no different than China, no different than, you know, any other place out there. It's foreign to the 50 independent states. So when you say you are a United States citizen, you're in fact saying you're a foreigner. And I know some of these concepts are like huge for a lot of people to comprehend, and because it involves belief. Okay, we believe that we are one thing, And, you know, a belief is much more difficult to overcome than a fact.
Certainly. And they know what they're doing in the government. I mean, we live in corporations. We don't live in cities or towns. And the federal government is a corporation. And all of the states and all of the counties and all of the incorporated cities and whatnot are all they are all belongings to the federal corporation. We do have a break. We will be right back in 3 minutes.
Hey, meat guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit for Dry Guy. Our meat units utilize mountain house freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste. Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the best freeze-dried animal for power you'll need when it gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 100? See our 1 year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't tomorrow. Call now. 866-404-3663. It's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunt, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, landovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com. To see photos and for more information, again, www.goldeneggsafaris.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in health body from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. $1 will be $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-67-4372. That's 866-47-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim. The best supplements on earth.
Welcome back. This is Diana, and our guest today is Freeman Bird. His website is onlyfreeman.com. Now, all sounds wonderful. I understand the principle involved. I understand the corporate nature of the things that we're doing. I understand the birth certificate, death certificate, marriage certificate, driver's license, and all of that. But on a practical level, how do we apply? Because only probably a fraction of a percent of the people in this country would even apply these principles you're talking about. So how does one apply this when the rest of the world, like the court system, is corrupt? I mean, if you go into court, a court will adjudicate, will make a judgment based on what they know. And so how is getting rid of our, how is divorcing yourself from the federal corporation going to help us in the long run?
Okay, the first thing, and this is finding out, the more I am learning about being, you know, a free man, you know, being a free woman, begin to just automatically move toward whatever, you know, the great power of the world would be, which would be a god. Because the principle of freedom are exactly what is tied with God. And, you know, different religions have different, you know, descriptions of what God is. We stick to the point of view of what North America is basically based on Christianity. If we talk about God, the Judea God, we see that, you know, that's why I included the Ten Commandments or rest to it in this paperwork, because if you are going to honor God, you cannot honor the world of man. I mean, so we have to basically make that decision right off that. Either we're going to honor God or we're going to honor the world of man as God. I mean, in the Bible, you know, they talk about that interest is evil, is not right. So when we are engaging for our comfort and we're engaging in credit, we're violating God's law. You know, so we are putting God's law aside for our comfort because we want something now. We cannot save a couple of years to get it. We have to have it right now. So we compromise our beliefs in order to get comfort right now. That has to be a foundation. If your belief in respect or however you want to conduct your life is not something that you want to ask to God, then all these principles are really not going to make sense. And that's why we are in the situation right now, because people move away from God and have accepted more of the pleasures of the real world.
Well, that is, they talk a lot about that in the New Testament. So, alrighty, we are going to our 60-second top of the hour break. We'll be right back after station ID and a word from our sponsors.